Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, emotionally, this is kind of the last week of the summer, right? I mean, technically, summer doesn't end until the middle of the month, till the middle of September. But doesn't it always feel like Labor Day is, it's kind of like, you know, it snows the day after Labor Day. It snows on Tuesday. Have you ever noticed that? Okay, I'm mildly exaggerating. Although, you know, growing up in Colorado, that was not necessarily outside the realms of possibility. You know, in Colorado, you've got two seasons. You've got winter and the 4th of July. That's about it. I can remember being on St. Mary's Glacier skiing on the 4th of July when you're in Colorado. So,
you know what I think the signal for the end of summer is? When kids start going back to school, which my...
This week?
Well, my 12-year-old nephew started school last week.
Did he?
Yeah, he started classes last week.
Well, yeah, I still had the nightmares, you know, of not being able to find my lunchbox or being in gym and having forgotten my underwear or, you know, not remembering the combination to my locker. You know, somebody actually did a study in the Yale Daily about 15 years ago, and it turns out that those kinds of back to school anxieties persist our entire life. You know, they had alums who were like 100 who still couldn't remember the combination to their locker. Well, they probably could have remembered, but it's still the dream that you have, right? You wake up in the middle of the night, and then the really intense dreams. The recurring ones, yeah. All right, so this weekend, I'm not sure this weekend covered anybody with glory. First of all, it was, I think, the lowest income, or the lowest income for Hollywood in like 3,000 years or something. I mean, it was awful. Straight Outta Compton was still number one, but it only made like $13 million or something. I mean, you know, Manny made that much over the weekend.
I wish.
Yeah, so Manny was at the Minnesota State Fair,
yep,
where there was a Black Lives Matter protest, which Manny and I actually discussed this already. All right, here's where they were chanting. This kind of makes you think, well, there are like a bunch of stories about, have we become a classless society, not in terms of status, but in terms of we're just all so tacky. Okay, here was their chant. Now, first of all, the Black Lives Matter protests, I think, have some legitimate points. Not all of them, but a lot of them are really legitimate. That if you look at any statistic, if you look on black-on-black crime, if you look at incarceration, if you look at sentencing, at trial, I mean, there's a huge discrepancy. You know, statistically, you really can't argue it. But to say, okay, here's the slogan, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I mean, that's just tacky.
Yeah.
It's rude, it's violent, it's snotty, it's, you know, it's disrespectful.
And it's not helping matters at all.
No, it isn't. I mean, so the people who might have been on the fence of saying, well, you know, I kind of get this. I mean, all you're going to do is turn people off, especially where there was a cop killed, what was it, in Dallas or something over the weekend, was gunned down. I mean, it's just, I don't know. The we versus them mentality never gets you any place except body parts littering the highway. It's just not the way to go. All right, so that's one tacky. We have another tacky. Do we really want Kim as first lady? Kanye says he's going to run.
Yeah, he said he won an award at the VMAs last night, MTV Video Music Awards, and he went up there and first of all, he like ripped the award that he won, which
very classy,
which is typical Kanye in itself, yeah. And then. Yeah. He basically said he was going to run for president in 2020, and it's like,
which just proves, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
I mean, look, you and I are the only people who are not running for president. In fact, maybe that's what we'll talk about today. We'll talk about, would you run for president? Would you run for president, Manny?
No.
Why not?
I think the demands of that job, combined with it being one of the most thankless jobs in the country, if not the most thankless. And you probably sleep about 4 hours a night, and I mean, it's...
You age desperately.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Obama's been in office for, what, 7 years? And he looks like he's aged 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He looks 20 years older. So, I mean, it's... I mean, regardless what end of the political spectrum, you know, whoever the president is, lies on, I have so much respect for that particular job because it is not an easy job to have when you have... When you have to do everything that comes with it, and then you have half the country, you know, ticked off that you're even that you even have the job in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw a movie over the weekend, which I'll review in a while, but it seemed to me that the essence of the movie was really about delegation of authority. And, I mean, to a certain extent, if you're the president, you have no choice but to delegate them. You have to.
Yeah.
And the question with delegation of authority is, whom do you trust? Because delegating something that's important, you have to trust the person you're delegating it to, or you want, if you get into the theory that, well, I can do it better than you can, then you don't want to delegate it, right? Because I can do it better. But you can't do that with everything. And so the question then becomes, whom do you trust? And I think that, for me, I mean, I don't even know where to start on that. And I have no index of suspicion. I trust, I mean, last week had some sort of legal issues that I had to deal with. They weren't very important, but it turns out that a lawyer and an accountant, both of which, you know, are not inexpensive professionals to have, both made major errors. Major, not minor, major errors. And my philosophy is, I can screw up on my own. You know, I don't need any help to do that. I'm really cheap, you know, so when I screw up, I don't have to pay myself. So if I'm paying you, and I'm paying you not an insignificant amount of money, I expect that you'll actually be at least competent. Wrong! So I still don't know. I mean, the problem is that, as you hear me say all the time, I think we learn a lot more from our mistakes than we do from our successes.
Right.
But all I'm learning is, the vetting process, and I know, for example, over the years, they used to refer to me as Murphy Brown just because I was so bad at hiring assistants. So to the extent that my program directors at a couple of radio stations I've worked for have said, look, we'll hire them for you. You know, they're answerable to you, but you're terrible at this. We're going to, you know, because someone says, well, I can do the job. Everybody will do it. So I thought, okay, well, yeah. And I had my favorite one was I actually came out of the studio one day and I said to, on the first day of her job, and I said, come on, we need to talk about some stuff. And she said, I need to finish my free cell game first.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm not going to do
that. Anyway.
Free
cell.
Wow. Free cell, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which meant she hadn't been doing any work for me in the entire time and wouldn't plan to. All right, so that's, all right, folks, listen. Black lives matter, but so does class. So come on, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, not acceptable. And Kanye, I don't know. Come on,
it's Kanye being Kanye.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's just anything because we'll talk about him on Monday morning. Then,
yeah,
I would say he's kind of the Donald Trump of music, but I don't really want to go there because it's too early in the week.
And it's unfortunate because Kanye really is a really smart guy. Like he's not, you know.
I don't think any of this is accidental.
Yeah.
I don't think it really is. We have some other interesting issues today. Today is kind of like, we talked about the full moon. We talked about the Sturgeon moon last week. But I think today is the wobble effect over the weekend because we had this huge full moon. And so I think all of this is just wobble. Illinois, if you win the lottery in Illinois, tough patooties. They don't have enough money to pay you. They can only write checks up to $25,000, and some woman wanted $250,000 lottery ticket, and they said she'd have to wait. She'd already spent the money. So there we go. Let's see what else we got going on. In Kansas, this is kind of an interesting question. A Kansas statistician is suing the state to obtain election records. Said the voting results just don't add up. They said that the election had to have hacked into the machines. And interesting enough, Kansas is resisting and saying, well, you know, we can't really give you that information. So that's going to be interesting because
mm-hmm.
if you can, I mean, think about that whole thing. Haven't we been through this before? We're turning into a banana republic, folks. Ta-da! Not necessarily the story either. 855-993-7569. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about who wants to be president and why when we return. All right? 855-993-7569. Unless you've got something on your mind, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, I thought we'd look at President. Before we did that, today is the day that L.A. cops start wearing body cameras, which I think is a good idea. Are you in favor of that, Manny, or not?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I think it's protective all the way around to both sides.
Yep, definitely.
But there's also a story today about a kid in Long Island who was videotaping his friends being slammed around by the cops, and they arrested him and tried to erase. They took his phone and tried to erase the video.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good idea what everybody has got. Everybody's videotaping everything.
It's really, it seems like it's just going to come down to whether or not, you know, the government wants to invest the money into that, which I think they should, but it's going to come down to whether or not they want to or not, you know, everywhere, I mean.
Well, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's because if you figure out the cost of lawsuits, yeah, the cost of lawsuits where he said, she said, and
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's also going to change behavior. I mean, we know. I mean, just if you've ever, because you and I both have, because we both have worked for stations that do news.
Yeah.
And you watch the difference in crowd behavior when there's a camera there and when there's not.
Mm-hmm.
As you pointed out, that an awful lot of people want an awful lot of attention for behaving badly, and there's nothing like a TV camera to elicit that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's inevitable. I mean, there was a big fuss about whether or not the cops should have computers, 15,000 years ago, and body armor and all sorts of things. I think cameras are inevitable, and not a bad idea.
I agree.
It makes you accountable. I mean, there was a big fuss when they started, when the first time they decided to put cops' nameplates on and whether or not they could cover them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think we need everybody to be accountable, even Kanye. All right, so you're not going to run for president because you think it's... I don't know that I'd want to be president. I'd like to be on the Supreme Court. I think that'd be kind of fun to hear cases. Except I think you really do need to be a lawyer. And I'm not... Although I think of all the graduate schools, that law school is probably the most interesting. But I never really wanted to be a lawyer. But being a judge, I think, would be kind of fun. I don't know that I'd like being president particularly. I could never get elected. I'm too much, saying what's on my mind.
It's the most thankless job in America,
it
in
is.
My mind.
Well, and instantly, half the country's going to hate you, no matter what you say or do. Mm-hmm. The notion that we should come together and sort of try and reason is just somehow evaporated from the system, which is too bad. And I don't know if this is a symptom. Well, we'll talk about it next hour, about the fact that we now don't have Mount McKinley is not the highest peak in America. Denali is, even though Denali was its original name, and it's in Denali State Park. And Denali is, I think, a much cooler name. I have nothing against McKinley, but Denali, I mean, I think it's a much cooler sounding name. And the park is called Denali. Mm-hmm. I've actually been there. It's a very cool place. And it seems more like I think it means high peak, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just kind of cooler.
Now, is it going to be called just Denali, or is it going to be called Mount Denali?
I think it's just called Denali.
Okay.
See what it's, if it says here.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, McKinley out, Denali in, because I think Denali means High Peak, so you wouldn't call it Mount High Peak.
Right.
Let's see if it says. I think, because it's just called Denali State Park. Mount McKinley, formerly renamed Denali. So I think it's just, it doesn't say Mount Denali, it just says Denali. And it's a native, it's an indigenous Athabascan people. It's an Athabascan word. There we go. It's got a gorgeous picture of it. So I don't think it's called Mount Denali. I think it's just called, no, I'm wrong. Officially changed the name from Mount McKinley to Mount Denali. It turns out that Bob Gibbs, who's from Cleveland, wanted to keep McKinley's name alive in Alaska. So let's find some other peak to call Mount McKinley. It turns out a gold prospector named the Mount McKinley in 1896. Federal government recognized it in 1917. 1980, a national park that surrounds the peak was named Denali National Park and Preserve. So I don't know if they, it looks like it's going to be Mount Denali, except they're just going to call it Denali, I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
But they do call it Mount McKinley. So let's find, I'd be in favor of naming some other mountain McKinley, wouldn't you?
Sure.
I mean, I don't think you should be out. I know we could have a Mount Pluto. I know we could do. We could name Pluto McKinley. No, probably not. I'm just trying to, my mashups don't necessarily work very well. All right. I would not run for president because I could not get elected. Although I actually ran for office when I first moved. Well, not when I first moved to Massachusetts. When I moved to Massachusetts, I moved to a small town called Hull that has a town government. And the selectmen had been in for like 40-some years. And it was perfectly nice. I look on the corrupt side, but what can you do? And, I was the new kid in town, and I think I was the only PhD in town, and everybody was just enchanted that I was this kind of teeny bop doctor, you know, that I was like 23 or something and had a kid. And so I thought, well, I'll run for office. And somebody may have actually put the notion in my head, because I would go to town meetings because I thought they were fascinating. And, you know, and talk. And I would get nervous, but I would talk. And so someone, oh, no, you should run. And I did. And once I decided to run against this guy who'd been the incumbent for like 300 years, everybody ran. And I actually came in, I think, third. I don't think I came in second. But it was a great way to meet everybody in town, because you go door to door. And I've now, you know, now I have been asked to be on a couple of boards. And it's just not my thing. I am not... You know, I'm a good psychologist. I'm a good negotiator. I'm not a good administrator. So I'm much better when two sides are warring with each other to kind of try and get them to compromise. But leadership positions aren't compromise positions anymore. They're, you know, fall on your sword, the other guy's the bad guy, and that's just not my style. All right, let's see what other people are. Are they going to run for president? Why or why not?
We'll start with Carla, and she says, to put it gently, hell to the no. Who needs that aggravation?
Well, somebody got to do it. You know, we are, you know.
Yeah, well, that, there is that, too. I mean, somebody has to.
Somebody got to do it. And if all, you know, all the people who might actually do a good job and kind of not be in it for the money or the power or the prestige or the attention don't run, guess who we get left with? Manny's favorite word, the little people who are only in it for the attention. Who have no soul. All right, keep going.
Tracy says, yes, and I would be like Gabriel, the character in Swordfish. Take out an airplane, we take out on airport. No one would even think about attacking America. Okay, not sure where that is going.
Okay, let's keep.
Yeah, we'll just move on with that one.
So we have a little hawkish thing going on there. There we go.
Carol says, oh, hell no, way too much stress.
Well, at least women are at least thinking about a possibility of it, which is good. All right, what else we got?
Donna says, not a chance. I have too many skeletons in my closet.
You go, girl.
Marcy says, no, I am not power hungry.
Well, you know, I guess that's part of it. You have to, you sort of have to believe that you have a better notion than somebody else, that you have a, you know, that you have a different notion or something. I don't know. You could hear. I think, it, but it's interesting, the respondents have all been women. All right, we'll see who's going to run. We'll do our ballot. You know, maybe, I'll tell you what, let's put on Facebook, who would you nominate for president who's not necessarily an obvious candidate? Okay? And why? Everybody's going to see their mother. 855, no, I can't see your mother. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Pat, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Pat.
Got a question. I'll give you just a real big, quick background. Been married 14 years. Have two children. Recently, me and my wife started doing some marriage and counseling just because things weren't going too good or whatever. I've learned a lot there, but also, I think there's an issue coming up, the underlying issue, I guess. I don't really have much problems in our marriage. She has more of the problems than I do. But one problem I do have, but we haven't got that far, I guess, in marriage counseling, is sex. She, I think, we're not, I mean, we're getting along pretty good, but the sex ain't there. And I think she almost wants that to be an issue.
What, that she doesn't want to have sex?
Well, she, no, well, I don't think so.
What do you, Pat, what do you want?
Well, I want a healthy marriage.
Well, yeah, Pat, but I actually need specifics. I think very few people would say, what I really want is a crummy relationship. I mean, you know, there are a whole lot of people say, listen, I'd like to go to therapy because my relationship is really fun and I'd really like to trash it. So what is it that a good marriage would mean to you?
Getting along with the person,
Pat, I need specific behavior. Let's move back to the issue that you brought to my attention, which is sex. How often are you having sex?
Oh, maybe once every couple of weeks at the best.
All right. How often would you like to have sex?
A couple times a week, but it's not so much that. It's when we do have it, it seems like it's more obligated sex, too.
Okay. When's the last time, as far as you were concerned, that your sex life was cool?
Probably back around the first of the year. So.
Okay. Well, that's not, I mean, that's what, 10 months?
10 months, yeah.
Yeah, and how often were you having sex then?
Probably two, maybe three times a week, two
okay.
probably. Yeah.
And what? When did it go from two times a week to occasionally?
It just started going gradually downhill, you know.
Well, I know, but when?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, first of the year was good, and then maybe, you know, a month or two, and then every month
Pat,
it started getting worse.
Pat,
okay, yeah.
The information is in the details. You sliding over things doesn't tell me anything. I'm not
okay.
there. I need to know, and I need for you to think about this much more carefully and much more specifically than you are. You're talking about a major issue, because sex is a barometer of a relationship. When people are feeling happy and content and close to one another,
correct.
Quite often their sex life is fine, and especially since it's been fine within the recent past. I mean, you're talking about a 14-year marriage, and you're telling me up until less than a year ago, things were just ducky. So the fact that they're not now, do not, you know, this is, I'm not going to be able to help you if you just say, well, they sort of went downhill. Like, duh. I mean, what happened? What changed?
That's what I'm trying to still figure out.
Well, but Pat, you're the only one who's going to be able to tell me.
I know. I can't, that's why we're going to marriage.
Pat,
listen
to me. Do not panic on me.
Okay.
Did somebody put on some weight? Did somebody get a new job? Did a kid leave the household? Did a parent die? Did somebody get sick? Did a friend die? Did somebody's feelings get hurt? Did you forget an anniversary? Something happened. Something changed. And it sounds like it was something pretty major.
Yeah, I started hurting her feelings, basically.
All right, so back up. How did you hurt her feelings?
Because she started thinking I was kind of, not listening to her, messing up directions maybe with the kids, paying attention.
She's saying that something about you changed. She was angry
correct,
with you.
Correct, correct.
So what about you changed?
Well, that's where I, you know, yeah, she's saying I'm changing. I don't see it in myself.
Well, Pat, listen, you playing dumb in therapy will get you a divorce. All right? Listen, you're getting a chance to practice here. You're not covering yourself in glory. She's saying she is furious with you, that she is not getting what she wants from you in her marriage, and she has for a very long time. Therefore, something must have changed, and it's going to boil down to one of two things. Either she changed or you changed. Now, I'm not suggesting that you know, one of you had a personality transplant. I'm saying that things change because work gets distracting, because you're flirting with somebody at work, because her mother got diagnosed with premature.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me correct. Tell me what's going on. Pat, I'm the one doing all the work here. It's not my marriage. It's not going to get better because I'm working on it, or worse because I'm not working on it. It's your marriage. I'm taking it seriously. You're flaking around on me. Don't do that. What changed?
Well, that's where I can't pinpoint it.
Well, you're going to have to. And playing dumb ain't going to work. Something changed.
No, because it ain't going to help neither of us.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. Listen, I'm going to leave you with this thought, but I need you because you're going to have to do some work on it before I'm going to be able to help you. And, Pat, this is what do you do for a living?
I'm self-employed.
What does that mean?
I farm and I got trucks.
Okay. If you were if you had a crop that all of a sudden was failing, you can't just say, crop failed. You're going to have to figure out what changed. Did the soil change? Was there a different fertilizer? Was the climate different? Did you have, something changed. And in order to figure out the problem, you have to figure out what, to figure out the solution, you have to figure out what the problem is. You need to treat your marriage the same way that you got a failing crop. Something has gone wrong here. And it may have been accidental. It may not have been malicious, but something changed. Either you changed or she changed. Now, and change can be a perception. It doesn't have to be, it could be, as I said, you forgot her anniversary, or she overheard you telling somebody that she looked fat. Or it could have been, I don't know what it was, but
Right, but something has definitely changed. Right?
Yeah, and you need to look for it, and you need to treat this as a really, really serious quest. Because you go into therapy with her and say, I don't know, she is going to be, even if you think she's angry now, she is just going to be furious with you. And you know what's even worse? If you come up with something that she feels that you knew all along, and you're only doing it because the therapist is giving you a hard time. So that isn't what you want. What you want, I'm a great place to practice because I'm not going to get mad at you. And so you need, but do some work here, because the best thing you could do is to say to me, here's what happened, and it took me a long time to get up to it, but this is what happened, and I need to either explain to her that isn't what I meant, or to apologize, or whatever. But don't, this is really important stuff.
Right.
And it's clear that she's really furious with you.
Oh, correct.
All right, well, but it took, you didn't tell me she was furious. You said sex isn't going very well. So, and sex not going well means something's changed. So we need to figure out why she's furious with you. Look around. The first of the year may mean that you spent too much on the holidays, you got drunk at a Christmas party, you didn't take her out on New Year's Eve. Look for it, Pat. I don't want to have to do all the work here. So do some work on it, all right? And even if you're wrong, it turns out that trying, we do get not complete credit, but you get partial credit for at least trying, and you get, not only do you get no credit for not trying, you get demerits, because what she'll think is you just don't care, you just don't give a damn. So, folks, this is a general kind of thing. The idea of is not useful. And as I said, if you look at an area of your life that's really important, like your crops or your car, if you've got, if you got a truck that's not running, all of a sudden stops running, instead of saying, well, I don't know, it just stopped running and leave it beside the road, you're presumably going to do kind of a diagnostic workup. You're going to say, is it out of gas? Is it an electrical problem? Did somebody borrow it? Did I use a different kind of gas? So it's maybe clogging the carburetor. Could the fan belt not be working? Could the starter not be working? You're not going to just say, it doesn't work. Especially if it's something that you care about and that's part of your livelihood and part of your self-definition. You don't want to treat your relationship, guys. Women do this a little bit, but not so much. As women, we tend to define ourselves lamentably in terms of our relationship. Men tend to define themselves in terms of the work they do. But it doesn't have to be, you just have to treat, if the person who's unhappy with you is important to you, then you need to problem solve. If they're not, I suppose you could just say, look, sorry, not that interested. But a marriage, presumably you are that interested. And if you're not interested emotionally, maybe that's the place to start. But understand you're probably going to be interested at least financially. And there may be kids and property and whatever. So the point being, treat an area of your life that is complicated and confusing and maybe even uncomfortable to you the same way you would treat an area of your life that's vital to you. Apply the same problem-solving techniques. And they won't work 100% of the time, but they'll work a lot better than saying, I don't know. Because that'll just infuriate someone. Because what they'll feel is you do know, and you're just trying to finesse them. All right? You're trying to make them do all the work. You don't want to do that. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, I do think about Kim Kardashian and Jackie Kennedy in exactly the same sentence, don't you? Don't we all? And Mimi Eisenhower. And even Michelle Obama. Maybe not. All right, we're talking. I'm sorry. I just got.
Could you imagine cameras following her around if she were actually the first lady? My goodness.
That part's the easiest part to sort of. Hi, welcome to the Lincoln bedroom. Want to see my thong? I'm sorry. This is rude, isn't it? All right. It just sort of came to me, so to speak. All right. So running for president. We have a couple more people who are going to tell us why or why not.
Yeah, we left off with Marcy saying, no, I'm not power hungry. We continue on.
How subtle.
We continue on with Kathy. Kathy says, nope, I can't handle the stress. I don't like getting blamed for everything, and I'm not always politically correct.
Yeah, I think Manny's really got his thumb on it. It's really a thankless job, no matter what you do. I mean, what president have we actually liked? I mean, even Eisenhower, who at the time people thought he was kind of an idiot. It turns out he was prescient. I mean, he said beware the military-industrial complex, and people thought, well, he was just kind of a soldier that somehow got elevated to the White House. In retrospect, he did a pretty good job. Truman was uniformly disliked. Kennedy was idolized, but that's because he was martyred. Johnson was hated. Reagan was kind of... I think Reagan was likable, but I don't know that people, especially at the end, thought that he was a terrifically good president. He was a good communicator. Jimmy Carter, I mean, they're kind of reevaluating it, but I don't think most people thought he was a very good president. The Bushes, senior and junior, I mean, I think that the senior sort of did better in his sort of public persona than junior. Clinton, I think, has sort of been viewed more as a statesman since he's been out of the White House. I think Obama may sort of be viewed better once he's out. Nobody likes anybody when they're in.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's exactly as you said, is the country has become so divisive. I mean, think about it. Think about when the country first started, the person who ran, who got the most votes was president. The person from quite often the other party who got the second most was vice president.
Yeah.
Now, granted, a lot of the vice presidents were running against whomever became president, but that they were usually the same party at least,
right?
So, all right, who we got? Any other people who were hungering for the Oval Office?
We just got a couple more. Robert says, "No thanks. I don't need the scrutiny, and I do not want to work with the dysfunction Congress we have."
Yeah,
dysfunctional Congress.
Yeah,
we have. And then last one here from John. John says, others are making the president's decisions for them anyway and yeah. Use the president's to take responsibility for their policies and failures. It's obvious Bush wasn't in charge of the U.S. on 9/11. And since no planes crashed on 9/11, what happened to the passengers and crew that were on the four planes?
Yeah, here we go. That whole thing about... you know, about being in charge. And, you know, I sort of know it on a minor, on a very tiny, mini level. And that, you know, that Manny and Trevor, we talk about things together because, bottom line, if somebody's mad at Manny, they're not necessarily going to say, you know, Manny, they're going to send me an email and say, you know, I can't believe that you would let somebody be that rude to me or that whatever to me. And so, I mean, we really are a team. And they're just basically the three of us. And we sort of all understand that what we do affects one another. And both my guys are smart. I think they're dedicated. They're nice. On alternate Wednesdays, they actually like me. And I understand, and they understand that what each of us does reflects on the other one. But bottom line is, it's not called the Manny Show, it's not called the Trevor Show, which means that ultimately I'm responsible. And I understand, and that's an enormous, and luckily I am blessed with the two guys who take the job seriously, I think more or less take me seriously, work very hard at it, are smart and fair and polite. But, you know, it has not always been the case. Or advertisers, a great example. And it's one of the reasons I am so careful with all of my sponsors, is if somebody's unhappy with a sponsor, they call me and say, I can't believe that you would tell me to do this. These people were rude, or I lost money, or it didn't happen, or... there was, you know, an apple that was spoiled, or, I mean, whatever. So once you understand, and we're talking about such a minor kind of universe, think about being the president. all the things that could go wrong. You're the commander-in-chief. You're the head of the largest bureaucracy probably in the world. You're the head of, I mean, if a plane crashes, if a government official is caught with the wrong woman or the wrong man, I mean, just think about all the moving parts that essentially you're responsible for. And when they say the buck stops here, they're not messing around. And it's not that the buck, it's gazillions of bucks stop there. I mean, and it's not only that who'd want that kind of responsibility, but who could actually effectively or efficiently have that job? There has to be a better way of doing it. And I suppose the founding fathers already sort of anticipated the issue in that they have three branches of government. But even that, I mean, those three branches don't begin, as far as I'm concerned, to really offset the problem. Because, okay, you've got the Congress, and I mean, Congress, it just seems to me, has sold out. I mean, not even close. You got the Supreme Court, but that's really dependent, at least philosophically, on who appointed you. And you've got nine people with very different opinions. I mean, so it's a very complicated issue. And the question is, and maybe that's one of the reasons why people are so in favor of states' rights. But even when you talk about that, you're talking about obviously 1/50th of the problem in theory, but you're not, because you're talking about a huge bureaucracy there as well, with the governor, the mayor, or the selectman. I mean, the idea of one person being responsible for other people's decision-making, and those people's decision-making affecting all of us, will give you a headache very quickly, as far as I'm concerned. And who would really want that kind of job? And is there a different way of doing it? And to a certain extent, human beings since the beginning of time have kind of gotten together and chosen a leader. And when they didn't like the leader, they ate him or something. But they were much smaller groups, and they were much more hands-on, literally and figuratively. So I don't know what the answer is when you get as large. And not to mention, we're talking, I mean, last week's stock market certainly gave people not only pause, but heart attacks about understanding how interconnected the world financial basis is. So I don't know what the solution is. And the idea that somebody thinks on a sane day that they could actually manage that, I mean, the question is, how could they possibly think that is my question. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.